Gregory bravely sacrificed himself to become the ship's rudder.
I think that's false.
Oh, Master Splinter's super toads mad.
But yes! Yeah. Yeah!
Two broomsticks at the same time.
Expecto Patronum! You'll never amount to anything!
Completely false.
If it was Andy's Girthy Candy, there's no way they'd ever change that name.
So, wait, is it goblins? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, this one is true!
I am chocolate.
And the theme of today's podcast is...
Wait, are we still in the intro?
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to the Allegedly Podcast, where me and my co-host get a mystery topic coupled with some mystery facts, and it's our job to figure out which facts are real and which facts are fake. My name is Alex, and with us always is Joe.
Ooh. Spooky.
That's a little too spooky right now, Joe. Or is it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's Halloween time.
I was going to try to do like a Crypt Keeper thing, but then you're like, or is it spooky? And I was like, it's either spooky or it's a lady falling downstairs.
That sounds like a Crypt Keeper joke to me.
He's like, hello, my pretties.
What did he say? My beauties?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Let's get to the topic and see what we're dealing with.
Nobody say oh no three times.
If we say oh no three times, we're going to get like a non-spooky podcast and we just, you know, shot ourselves in the foot. It's like snowmen. All right, here we go. So today's podcast topic is October spooky stuff.
Nothing says spookier than stuff
in old newspapers.
Oh, great. Oh, it's going to be a lot of ladies just doing regular lady things and dudes being horrible.
Ladies just trying to live their lives while dudes are like, guys, it's not racist to dress up like ghosts, right? And like, Burning Cross is a shit.
Clan.
Right? We're good. All right, here we go. Let's get to fact number one. Which of the following is not something that regularly happened on Halloween night prior to 1940? A, teenage boys getting shot by farmers. B, burning people alive in flammable costumes, or people burning alive in flammable costumes. C, buildings burning down because of people burning alive in flammable costumes. D, difficulty solving crimes because a suspect was in costume. Or E, asking neighbors for candy. It's definitely neighbors for candy, right?
It's 100% it's neighbors for candy because A, neighbors used to be far away, but also prepackaged candy like wasn't a thing.
Right. So you're just going door to door like, give me food.
Yeah, it's like food, like... There's a reason bobbing for apples became a fucking thing. It's because, like, they didn't have stuff.
Ugh, celery? You got any frozen corn? Right.
It's fucking, oh, ants on a log. It's weird.
I don't know, dude. You might be high-fiving because of the raisins. You're like, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I never thought of it. Like, that probably was candy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was candy. They're like, holy shit, you got grapes? Bro.
Dude, you got peanut butter and raisins?
Can I trade you for my licorice sticks? What? Yeah, I think licorice sticks. You can suck on a stick.
Ooh, yeah, I got rock candy.
Bro, that's just a rock.
Oh.
Don't put that in your mouth. Stop it. Stop it.
But it's kind of salty.
You can't tell me what to do.
You can't. Screw you. You just want it for yourself.
You're just like...
No one knows the Heimlich because it hasn't been invented
yet.
Yep,
and then somebody in the background's burning alive. Like, check me out, guys. I'm a scarecrow. Don't run into the barn!
Yeah, it's because no one had flashlights. It's all oil lamps.
Is that a guy burning? I don't know. Let me hold this lantern a little closer.
Hold on.
Here, can you zip up my zipper? Yeah, sure. Let me just hold this lantern. Oops. Oh my god, don't run into the munitions factory.
God. Well, looks like Timmy's gonna need another new best friend.
How did Dad die again? Well, son, he fucking He dressed up as a ghost and was dancing around what presumably was a burning cross, because he swears up and down that's what ghosts did, and set himself ablaze.
The local paper said, a proud Southern man. I don't know what exactly that means, but...
celebrating heritage.
Yeah. Apparently, it had something to do with the world, the global economics.
Yeah. At today's Southern Pride Parade, 5 people burned alive during a demonstration.
We remember Gary. Taken too soon.
Lest us not remember Gary, the guy that dressed up in an extremely flammable costume. Let us remember him for being neighborly, giving you the shirt off his back. keeping our neighborhood safe and clean. Just imagine you were a cop. Just imagine fucking taking a statement. So it appears, Sergeant, that a wolf manned into Dracula beat to death this Frankenstein monster, which I'm not sure how to, I'm not sure how to charge this. I think they did us a favor. Who wants a Frankenstein running around?
Please. Did you say a Dracula?
Yes, a Dracula and a Wolfman.
So you mean a vampire, right?
No.
Dracula's not, like, that's a guy.
He described him as having a deep widow's peak with a cape. That sounds like a Dracula to me.
I mean, I can't fault your logic.
They say that the victim was yelling, no, I'm not actually a Frankenstein. But they kept going because that's what a Frankenstein would say, right?
Right.
So, case closed.
I hate to be this guy. But you're trying to tell me a Frankenstein beat up a Dracula, not Frankenstein's monster beat up a vampire. So there was a guy dressed up as Dr. Frankenstein?
Look, Sergeant.
Beating up Bela Lugosi.
Listen, Sergeant, this is why you don't get invited to parties. Okay?
Is this why I work every holiday?
Yep. Look, just go with it. It's a Frankenstein.
I saw the movie.
This just did. Dracula kills Frankenstein. Who would have thought?
Huh.
Next up, ghosts rob bank. No suspects. Fucking crime. I think it's E. It's got to be.
Yeah, 100%.
Unless they're, there's probably fucking, I have very little sympathy unless it has to do with kids. If it's kids, I can't handle it.
Well, it is Halloween.
But so. If it's adults, like being like, check me out. That shit's hilarious. Fuck them.
Not the orphanage.
Interrupts the orphanage.
Oh.
He's like, that's where the water is.
So many bed forts.
Sadly, no parents were called. Oh fuck. Okay, let's see what we're gonna go E for fact number one, and let's see if we're correct. 3, 2, 1. It is E.
Nice.
So World War II largely put a stop to tricks and ushered in treats. The government put out ads like, letting the air out of tires just isn't fun anymore, and soaping windows isn't much fun this year. Not when the military needs soap and grease for war. TV and radio shows started showing and promoting trick-or-treating as an alternative, but it still took decades to catch on. Before that, it sounded like Halloween was fucking terrible. A night when you could expect several teenagers to get shot for trying to tip an outhouse, or a house full of partygoers burnt to a crisp because someone's sheet got too close to a paper lantern. Newspapers from November 1st through the 3rd were littered with property damage, death, fire, electrical, and accidental reports from Halloween. Homeowners were urged to move outdoor furniture and flower pots to their basement and reinforce their windows against brick throwers. If you were lucky, God damn. Dude, is this... Halloween was just the purge before 1940.
Right, yeah, it was like we just had the purge before. Okay.
Okay, so you spent the next day scraping candle wax off your windshield with a razor blade or getting your goat down off the roof. God help you if you grew tomatoes in your
yard. Okay, the goat's funny.
Okay. How'd they even get him up there? That's the thing. Several 19th century news stories were just cops pleading with the city to organize some central activity. Police would begin preparing days or weeks in advance, predicting who and what might be targeted, whose fence was doomed, which horse they would have to chase, and speculating about the reasons kids harder to catch now. It's the heat. See, pranksters can run faster without overcoats. So, like, they just didn't change their uniform.
So, just every day in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Got it. That used to be nationwide one day a year.
One day a year. Everyone
turned into a fucking battery chucker.
See, like, yeah, like, I just don't understand the fun. You know, like, I never did. I didn't do this shit as a teenager. Like, I know you were kind of a rabble rouser, but I was just like, you know, I'm just that guy.
It's all, what's true is, like, yeah, we used to, 4th of July was our mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you just got a bunch of teenagers fucking firecrackers and shit.
So. Yeah. No, that's fun, though. So I got a story.
Yeah.
I got a story about your chaos one time. So we were fucking, and this was like the fucking, this was New Year's. This wasn't even Halloween.
Yeah.
And fucking, I was outside and I can't remember who I was out with on your porch. And you thought it was so fucking funny. You lit a mortar shell inside the house. You lit it inside to throw it outside.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you lit it inside. I'm sitting there on the porch. I think it was me and a friend of ours. And you chucked it. And you're like, where the fuck's he going? And you locked the door.
Yeah.
And we took cover. And it's just like, boom!
for context, we would play a game where you'd take the stick off of bottle rockets. And so you would light the bottle rocket, throw it in the air. And you'd be like, all right, where's it going? Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
I decided to play that game with a mortar.
Yeah. Yeah, and you, like, locked the door.
Turns out, right there. It was right where it landed. That's where it was going.
Luckily, it was in the snow, right? But it still exploded. It was like, boom, and all the sparks went everywhere.
I just remember everyone scattered except for one person who just the whole time tried to get in the door.
That was me. Oh. I tried the door. I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, no, it was locked.
It was inconceivable that my best friend would throw a mortar shell outside and lock the door. That was not a... Everybody else knew Joe would do that. I did not. I was not aware.
Fucking wild card Joe. That's what they called me.
So, yeah. That's the mayhem. See, me, I'm like, you know, I watch a scary movie. I'm a fucking mad lad, dude. I'm like, I'm fucking eat too much candy.
That's the thing. Like, we would never do pranks on Halloween. We'd always just got the treats.
You know how much fentanyl I probably ingested over Halloween? And that's why I like the holiday so much.
I would just pass out.
Oh, fuck. Well, we got it right. Fucking mad lad over here. Oh, shit. Well, no candy. If it was us in 1935, we would have fucking, I don't know, killed a neighbor or
fucked a goat or some shit. We saved all our pranks. For the most part, when it was warm outside during the summer, going out in the fall at night to just put a goat on the fucking roof, that just sounds cold.
Listen, Susie is crazy hot. The way that I can prove that I like her is on Halloween, I'm going to throw a fucking brick through her parents' window.
I drew a heart on it.
Mm-hmm. It's a prank, bro. Get over it.
Go.
I launched this Molotov cocktail at my neighbor's house. It's a prank, bro.
It's a prank. I put 200 lit paper lanterns around the house.
And I launched them at him. It's a prank.
Prank. Set their family cherry tree on fire.
Shit. All right, dude. You ready for fact number two?
I fucking know it, dude.
Per an 1895 Chicago Tribune article, what should you do or what should you not do if you encounter an apparition? Is it A, speak to it immediately and answer any questions it may have? B.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
No, I don't think so. But I don't know. Maybe there's a worse one down here. It's like, you know, whip it out or something.
I mean, the wind off of that might blow it away. So you might want
to. Yeah, but a banshee scream is supposed to kill you. And if she screams,
you counterattack it by the with the windmill. Mm.
It's just she's taken such a back because of the hilarity of the situation that she just leaves you alone.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no. Oh, it's so small. I'm sorry.
It's the only time having a tiny dick is beneficial.
Yep. Is it?
Because the only thing that can cure a banshee scream is a banshee's laugh.
Great. I have immortality. I just have a really small dick, though.
That's how Trump's still alive.
He's like, I'm the greatest Ghostbuster in the world. And the fucking fucking banshee laughs. He's got him. Keeps living now.
He calls his nutsack the proton pack.
I really do want to cross the streams, though.
Who you gonna call?
Mar-a-Lago and have him forward it to the Ghostbusters room. Is it B? Be very still or you might scare it off. From its perspective, you're the ghost. Like Sixth Sense style. Is it C? You can ask it general questions about itself and be sure to ask it whether it is for good or evil. D? If it is there for evil purposes, quickly strike it with a sword or shoot it.
Oh, okay.
And then E? If it tells you it is there for good, do everything it says. Holy shit.
Oh, can't be. They all sound like bad ideas that you shouldn't do.
I'm just imagining, like, what if a person did it? Like, I'm a ghost. And it's like, you're here for good or evil? I'm here for evil. Ah, just fucking stab. Oh, shit. I thought you were a ghost.
Who the hell's carrying around a sword?
What's this? Shoot it.
Fucking, like, next. What is this? Next to the LARPing convention?
Fucking nail it with a fucking crossbow.
Just go fucking Van Helsing on this goddamn thing.
You turn into fucking Hugh Jackman Van Helsing. Throw yeah. The spinning blade thing at him. Oh, shit. I mean, I'm for good. No, you already said you're here for evil.
No take back, please.
Just start fucking waving, like windmilling a chainsaw at him. I don't know. I initially thought A. Speak to it immediately and answer any questions it may have. I could see people in like a farmhouse being like, if you fuck with the Ouija board and something pops out of the wall, mm-hmm. make sure it's there for good or evil. If it's evil, fucking nail the shit out of it. If it's there for good, just do whatever it says.
Well, it's really weird. Like, I would imagine that if it was there for evil, you're supposed to pull out a Bible.
You're supposed to hit it with a Bible.
Right, like, you're supposed to pull out something good. Like, if it's an apparition, I imagine, even at this point, they understand bullets can't hit it.
I mean, how many apparitions have you shot?
None, that's my point.
Well, I mean, how many apparitions
have
you
attempted? I just
have a
lot of bullet holes
in my wall. Yeah. You're like, holy shit.
The landlord's... Now I'm like, fuck, I gotta patch all that before the landlord sees.
Oh, god damn it. I'm in an apartment.
Right, dude, I mean...
Your neighbor's just like, it's okay.
My neighbor's been real quiet for about a week and a half.
You shot the neighbor's ghost. You killed him on the first ghost.
I've just been pretending my neighbor's the apparition.
See, that's why you use crossbows. That's why they don't go through drywall.
God, it's smart. Nope. It's smart.
Look, if you've been hunting ghosts for as long as I have, you pick up a thing or two.
I just put a mini sword on the end of the crossbow bolt.
Thunk. So I'm gonna go with A. 1895 Chicago Tribune. God, 1895's giving out advice on what to do if you see a ghost.
Yeah,
times were cool. This was legit advice.
Yeah, I mean, this is the time where Sir Arthur Conan Doyle is going around like, no, they're real. I've been trying to find my ex-wife for 40 years.
Here's the thing, guys. Sherlock Holmes believes in ghosts, so do I.
Mm-hmm. That guy's really smart.
He's so smart. So let's go. I'm gonna go with A. What do you think?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't do any of them. So yeah, A sounds like I would just. But for sure, you should not speak to it.
I would leave. Yeah, I would just exit the situation.
Yeah.
In what situation is a ghost showing up?
Do not.
It's good.
Don't answer any questions it has. Yeah. This is real stranger danger.
This is. How easy is it for somebody just to dress up? I'm a ghost. You know, fucking tits or GTFO. Like, okay.
Though I will say, B just sounds like the plot line from the movie The Others. So,
Be Very Still. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
See, I only know The Others from Scary Movie 3. So,
as everybody should. Mm-hmm.
So, there's that.
I mean, that's why you shouldn't speak to ghosts. It could be Jack.
It could be.
You never know. Right? It's not good.
Not good. All right. Then for fact number two, let's go with A. Sound good?
Yep.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Bam. Oh, it's D.
No.
If it is there for evil purposes, strike it with a sword or shoot it. So if it's like, yo, I'm evil, and you're like, oh, fuck. And you're just fucked. In fact, the opposite is just do not strike it with a sword or a gun. You have to be a moron to think that would work. The Chicago Tribune is like,
I mean, I literally described shooting holes in my wall and we still went with it.
Well, the Chicago Tribune is like, guys, real talk. I mean, real talk.
You know.
You can't.
I assumed everybody had a cane sword.
Yeah, you can't hit a ghost. Okay? Look, we've put reporters on this for years. And they've never been able to hit one. All right. Daryl says he did it.
I mean,
you know,
well, yeah. Gordon hit a ghost once, but that turned out to just be a kid in a sheet.
Hit him with his car, too, weirdly enough.
He was just one of the orphans.
He says he didn't see him, but he drove straight through that orphanage. Okay, so it says apparitions are made of nothing, so you obviously wouldn't wound it. Most of the article is just coaching you how to talk to it with repeated warnings not to ask it about the afterlife, heaven, hell, eternity, or any other secrets we are not permitted to know. If you do, the apparition could resent you and fashion itself into a seriously scary looking shit. The author definitely knows several people this has happened to, so it is just best to stay away from such topics during the interview. You are allowed to ask it about yourself and whether or not they would have met a famous dead person. Of course. Definitely ask whether it's good or evil so you know what you're dealing with. No word on whether or not they have to tell truth about such things. Just that if it says good, listen to every word and obey every command. If it says evil, say a prayer, but still don't be fearful. They are tethered, obviously, and can't walk or bite. Duh. A 1922 article in the Portsmouth Star concurs, adding that there has never been an authenticated occurrence of an apparition physically harming it. I thought it was just going to say period. But no, we never have a story of a ghost hurting anybody.
Right.
That's the main concern right now.
I mean, now that they spelled it out, it was fairly obvious.
I mean, how many cheating husbands, right? Like, we're just like, oh, she was a ghost. I had to do everything she said. Otherwise, she was going to send me to hell.
One. His name's Dan Aykroyd.
No, dude, I'm just it's kind of like the succubus, right? She's a succubus. She's cast a spell on me and made my dick hard.
Oh, I'm powerless.
Oh no, she was a good ghost. She said to fuck her.
No, it's a but honey, you don't understand, it was a haunted strip club. I thought I was giving her ghost dollars. She said she had to pay her way through ghost college.
It's not a lap dance if they don't, you know, can't sit on your lap, right? Like,
you don't understand. My pants unzipped themselves.
You've seen Ghostbusters, right?
Come on. That's exactly how it happened when I was sleeping with my three best friends.
Look, it was just a guy's night out, and we decided, let's go to the haunted strip club.
Look, they had a pole in that movie.
I mean, you can't expect me not to put ghost dollars out there. She, look, hardworking girl.
Look, hey, I'm here for the working class.
Oh, shit. Well, we got it wrong. We're 1-1.
back on track.
All right.
Hey, Joe here from Allegedly. Real quick, I want to tell you about this week's sponsor, Newsly. Newsly is an audio app for your iOS or Android that picks up the most trending articles from the topics that are most important to you, and here's the trick, reads them to you in a natural human voice. From the Batman to Bitcoin, Kiev to the Kardashians, follow any topic, your heart desires. And while you're there, go ahead and check out their featured podcasts from over 50 countries, like, say, I don't know, allegedly. I've been using it for over a week now, and I'm loving the convenience of having my news and podcasts all in one place. So come and join me by clicking the link in the description and downloading Newsly for free. As an added bonus, go ahead and use the promo code ALLEGEDLY and receive 1 month of their premium subscription for free. Stop scrolling and start listening. Okay, back to the show.
Let's jump to fact number 3. Ooh, this one's a big one. Hinds County Gazette, Raymond, Mississippi, 1853, matched the fortune teller's advice, psychic hints, with the month. 1 point for each correct guess.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Let's go through the psychic hints first.
Sure.
Okay, so A is a bad month for your house to burn down unless it's insured for double or unless your wife is in it. What the fuck? Okay. Something B, something will probably happen before long. If it does not, something else will. Nice.
Okay, C. So things... Either something's going to happen or something else will.
Yeah, life goes on and stuff and something will happen. Et cetera, et cetera.
yada, yada, yada.
All right, so C is a bad month for hanging yourself. Put it off. One of your friends will cut himself shaving. Don't ask questions.
What?
Hey, you know that fucking hanging yourself thing you were going to do? Pull it up.
I put it off.
Put a pin in it.
Let's see how it plays out next month.
Next month may be primed better for it. So I just don't want you to inconvenience yourself.
Right.
This is D is the best month for brewing. Make love to pretty women with money.
Well, okay. That sounds like every month.
Yeah. Like Joe, you little Rockefeller over here.
Fucking brewing and hot chicks. Hey, look, they got
to
get through college.
Yeah, dude. You're just like, I live right next to a fucking college. This is the weekends.
Like, that sounds like, I mean, I can't think of a time of the year that's not a good time.
And it's E, this is the month for committing suicide. If you wish to avoid it, gift a rope to a friend. Let them hang themselves. These are hardcore.
Oh my God.
I'm waiting for like the rape month. Like, oh my God. This is the month primed for killing your wife. You won't get caught. The psychic has foretold.
Let's see, this is 1853. Again, that sounds like every month.
This is in Mississippi, too. And then F.
Not great. Yeah, there's a lot of ropes going on.
Lie in bed all this month. You will have a quarrel with your wife. It can be brought to an amicable conclusion by means of a shawl. What the fuck?
You just, do you buy her
These
one?
Are really, really specific.
Or do you choke her with
like... No. So what they want you to do is they're like, oh, the shawl's inside, honey. Go get it. This month's not a bad month to burn the house down with the wife in it. Ha! I'm going to go brew and fucking bang women. Give my friends a rope to kill themselves with. And then some other stuff will happen. Yada, yada.
Right. Yeah. Some other things might happen or something else will.
Okay. Well, let's start with the first one. A bad month for your house to burn down unless it's insured for double or your wife is in it. So we got January, February, April, June, October, and November.
Oh boy. Maybe November because you got family coming over for Thanksgiving?
Maybe. I was thinking summer months, like June because it's hot.
Right.
Like, what's a good month to burn your wife alive?
Right. Unless you have it insured for double.
February is a good one. Like, oh yeah, candy and roses thinking, inside. Yeah.
I was thinking February might be a lie in bed that month.
Oh, and you'll fight with your wife? Nah, that's a good one. I'll put that one. F.
Because.
So you're thinking, thinking November.
Ladies always wanting something for Valentine's Day.
You're thinking A for November?
I think, yeah.
B, something will probably happen before long. Dude, that's gotta be fucking January. It's the beginning of the year. Stuff will happen or more stuff will happen. You know?
Right, yeah.
A bad month to hang yourself. Put it off.
April. Everyone will think it was a joke.
Frank killing himself. April 1st. Again? Sure.
That's the third time he's done that prank.
Best for brewing and fucking.
October. Yeah,
that's a good.
October. Like, you know, Oktoberfest.
It's a good fuck month.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And so what's that leave us with?
Leaves us with
June. This is the month for committing suicide.
No, see, this is a month for committing suicide. Give your friend the tool to kill himself and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's like you're talking to your buddy. You're like, look, I wanted to give this rope to you. I don't want to kill myself, but if you're going to do it, strong rope.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Non-elastic. You want that snap to really happen, you know?
You really want it to.
Mm-hmm. You're going for the next snap, not to be choked out. That's what you want. So
yeah, look.
Jump from a high spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I got your back. I am your best friend. I know what's good.
Look, I was like, this year's just not good for suicide for me, but it looks perfect for you.
This year's not good for suicide. My horoscope says this is a bad month for suicide. I'm going to put that off, but it's a great month for your suicide, so here's the rope.
Yeah.
So look, I was going to murder you, right? But the horoscope said to hold off on that. However, killing yourself is a good option.
Right.
And then your wife is technically available after you're dead, right? Cool.
Pretty good. Look, I just burned mine alive in the house that I insured for.
I am a newly acquired bachelor due to a tragic house fire that was foretold in my horoscope.
I got all this insurance money.
I'm kind of looking to settle down. I'm tired of brewing and banging women. I'm ready to kind of chill, so...
Yeah, look.
That's what the quarrel is about.
Something's going to happen soon.
The quarrel your wife can, you will have a quarrel with your wife. It can be brought to an amicable conclusion by means of a shawl. Yeah, you just give her the shawl and you burn the house down. Dude, this is like a plot. This is like the plot to a fucking cold case, you know?
This psychic, I think has a few Freudian slips in.
No.
I don't think they like their wife very much.
I don't think so either. All right. Are you ready? Let me see how close we are.
Sure, yeah. Honestly, I've lost the plot. So.
Well, let's see. Because even if we get one wrong, it's one for each correct guess. So we might do really well.
We got a pretty good shot at hopefully getting one.
All right, here we go. We got our answers locked in. Let's go see the key. 3, 2, 1. All right, B was January. We got January!
Ugh.
All right, C is bad month to kill yourself. We had that for April.
Apparently that's April.
F is lie in bed, so we got that wrong.
Oh, we flipped those two. Oh,
we did. It was close. June is A. Oh, we had that for November, and June is E. November is E, and then D. We got D!
Nice.
Best month for brewing and fucking bitches.
Fuck yeah. We got the important ones, Alex.
Yeah, we did. We got something will happen.
We got
and
the,
fucking
hey,
bitches.
Look, something's gonna happen, or maybe something else will. And we know when to go to the ghost strip club.
Yeah, dude, ghost strip club in October.
Dude, it's the spooky season.
Make those ghost dollars rain. Hey, do you have ghost change for a 20? The machine won't take my bill.
Look. I'd love to give you the whole thing, but I'd like to spread it around.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, so it says, August also got weird with it, insisting that if you come down with a stroke or a cold or typhoid fever, do not stand for it, like some early vision board manifestation shit. It also suggested take chloroform when you're having your hair cut or sitting for a photograph. Unless the metaphor is totally lost, I mean, it kind of sounds like the author wants people to kill themselves.
Yeah, there's a lot of suicide.
So I went looking for parts that were more positive or at least tone neutral. February, eat as much as you can. April, many things happen in April. January, bad month for marrying a shrew. LOL, this dude absolutely hated his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Optional, plus one improv bonus. You are a day drinking horoscope author making hateful predictions. While his day-drinking shrew wife talks about vision board typhoid away.
Look. I got horoscopes to get to. I have this rope. I don't think it's a good month to kill myself, but I'm going to give it to Frank. He kind of needs it.
Honey, I think I really need the medicine.
Okay.
I tried cutting stuff out from the paper and putting it on a board like you said, but I don't think it's I don't think it's working.
Did you try the chloroform?
I've drank so much chloroform.
Did you?
It doesn't taste very good, and I gotta say, I think it's only made it worse.
Did you try to not killing yourself?
I don't mean to rush you, but I'm not feeling at all very all right, good.
Hold on.
I think I might need a doctor.
This is not a good month to listen to your wife give her shawl.
That's what you said last month. That's every month, Jeremiah.
Do you know?
It's been every month for 6 years.
Do you know how many shawls
I have typhoid?
I'm going to try to douse the shawl in the chloroform. You should feel better in the morning.
I've slept so long.
Have you tried the miracle drug?
I've tried everything you said.
Well, this is a good month.
I think my mother was right. I think you're trying to kill
me. This is a good month to kill yourself, though. Why would I do it? I asked a ghost. They instructed me that they're good.
I know ghost strip clubs don't exist, Jeremiah. I'm not stupid.
Ah, it's another ghost.
She's never going to graduate from ghost college.
Oh, no, it's the ghost of my dead wife.
She's never
going to
graduate from that school.
It's the ghost of my dead wife. Come back to nag me about typhoid. Shoot it with a gun.
I'm your live wife.
Just like, bam! I'm sorry, officer. I thought she was a ghost.
That's an open and shut case. Common misconception. You're supposed to shoot them with a shotgun. You're actually just supposed to talk to them and learn a little bit about them.
You're supposed to be a listener, not a shooter.
Yeah, but maybe next time.
My horoscope said don't listen to my wife this month. So where does that land?
Well, I'm just here for the body. I don't have any advice for you, but I'd probably stop by Iron and a maid. There's blood everywhere.
This is very surprising.
It's a real shithole around here.
This is very surprising you're here for the body because it's 1855.
Mm-hmm. we got to put it in the refrigerator.
In 1855.
That's totally a thing. Let me just hop in my car.
My automobile.
And take this down to the city morgue.
It is my car.
And next time you think there's a ghost in your house, you should ask if it's a ghost first before shooting.
It's like cops. They have to tell you, right?
Look, I'm just saying, it's the fifth one this month I've been to. It's been a lot of accidental ghost shootings.
Why do you keep getting remarried, Jeremiah?
Hey, look, I don't mean to hit you when you're down. I think it's time to call a spade a spade. You might be the problem, my guy.
Look, we can only, bury so many wives. At some point, you're turning the town dry, okay? Look, let other men have a chance to kill their wives.
You bought a family plot, and it is filling up with just wives. If you keep this up, there won't be a plot for you.
It's okay. My horoscope says it's fine. I wrote it. It's okay. I'm a psychic.
Hey, look, consumer beware. You bought it. It's yours. Okay.
Oh, shit.
I'm just, like I said, I'm just here for the buy.
I am going to give us a point for that. So we got three. Dude, we got 3 points on that one.
Look at that. Look at us. We can really fuck off now.
Yeah. Like, we got four, and there's only one more question. So...
Well, just one more.
Because this one was the big one.
Just a four fact.
Yeah, huh? This is the Mac Daddy one right here. We got four for four right now. Guaranteed locked in. I'm going to fuck around for this next question.
Shit.
All right, here we go. Fact Number four. So the writer puts, I couldn't figure out how to frame this as a question. So one point for reading some dude's erotic vampire fan fiction from 1788.
Ooh, this is original Team Edward shit.
Yeah, note, I cut out some, paraphrased some, and quoted some. Opulence.
A vision. Ooh. Oh. Now, I want your best Bela Lugosi.
Is that Kristen Stewart's character?
I never put the fact together. Her name's Bella.
I don't know who Bela Lugosi is.
Bela Lugosi's the original. He's the original Dracula.
I just heard Bella. I don't know her last name in the books either. I just assumed. I was about to come Bella in with like Lugosi. A. I was about to come in with like a.
I'm in chemistry class.
God damn it. Now I just want Kristen Stewart to have a Bela Lugosi accent.
I'm in chemistry class. Blah. A small pale man is standing next to me. You're the furnace. Blah. Wearing a mask and a dirty apron.
God, it's exhausting doing a Kristen Stewart impression.
Now, like, God, like, now you know why she was so tired during that
movie.
Yeah,
it's really hard to do it, too, verbally, because you can't see the, like, open mouth, like, too many blinks kind of stare that she does. That's, like, half the impression is doing the, like, 6,000 blinks.
Just kind of just hanging that jaw down.
Yeah. So it says, when he sees me, he puts his finger to his mouth and starts talking about the thunder. He leads me outside into a storm when a man comes running towards us. He is struck down by lightning.
He puts his finger in his... his mouth.
Puts his finger to his mouth.
You said a finger in his mouth and then starts talking about thunder. He's like, so you know. He just has his finger in his mouth like, oh.
I'm a dentist.
Oh, you like to go fishing, huh?
Yeah, it looks like your insides are relatively long. You wouldn't be a vampire, would you? That's good. It's good, because you have to tell me if you are.
Oh, yeah, I tell you.
Yeah, I tell you. So he says... and starts talking about the thunder. He leads me outside into a storm. When a man comes running towards us, he is struck down by lightning. A bunch of weird shit happens. My companion is struck, and I end up with a philosopher's stone. This shit's getting crazy. I proceed to have great luck in jobs, investments, and especially with the ladies. The richer I got, the more ladies wanted a piece of this action. I was single, so they all vied for my attention in the hopes I would marry one of them. Through the fake, quickest, whatever that is, laughs, the artificial graces, I chose a young girl who had not even looked at me once or said a word to me. This shit is Twilight.
It is.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Like, Edward. Wait, okay.
I like how he just chose her.
Wait. Okay.
This clearly uninterested lady.
I don't know a lot about the Twilight books or the movies, right? I just know enough to be like, it was on in Blockbuster when I worked there and stuff like that. I think the reason why Edward was infatuated with Bella initially was because he like couldn't read her mind, right?
Yeah, now, that's
could he not read her mind because she is so dumb that nothing is actually happening? Or it's just like, she's a psychic?
It eventually becomes kind of, like, not really her superpower when she becomes a vampire, which just doesn't make sense. Like, I don't like, so apparently like you people have special things in living, and then when they become the undead, it gets heightened. Like, everybody has special powers, but like with Bella, she can't, like, he can't read her mind for whatever, and then her superpower turns in, she can put like a mind block on people. So I don't understand how any of that works.
So what was Edward's special ability? Was he just ruggishly good?
That's what I'm saying. Like when he was just a regular dude, I don't know what his special ability was that got heightened when he was a vampire. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's almost like those books don't make a lot of sense.
I stacked it up. It doesn't make any sense.
Like, I read all four. And I gotta say, I don't think a lot of thought went into it.
All right, here, this is the ending. Our wedding was a lavish affair. Out of all the women, I was so happy I chose the one who was most modest and bashful. One night, as we laid in our most magnificent bed, contemplating how rich and amazing we were, a group of vampires entered the room and began to unfurnish the apartment. They cleaned me out, took everything, even my philosopher's stone. I turned to my beloved and said, "The vampires have stripped me of all I had, but I still have thee." She wept, I thought, out of tenderness, but she quickly sprang up and began searching the apartment. She found a wallet the vampires had overlooked in my waistcoat pocket, gave me a stroke on the cheek, and left. Stunned, I got up to run after her, but I was slowed, and a thin little vampire sprang on me and began to suck me alive. He swallowed onto my body as I grew lank. He dried me up from the head to foot, gorging himself on my blood, and I became so light that the wind carrying me off my magnificent bed with rich curtains to the windows, I floated some time in the air and fell on a rock, which fortunately woke me. In the 1700s, the letter S is an F, so last part actually reads a thin little vampire frang on me. It sounds like the guy is drunk, right?
This yeah. Vampire frang on me and fucking I was light as a feather. I was light and I floated out of the window. I fucking landed on this rock. My wife left me and nothing.
Then he fucked me alive.
he fucked me dry.
It's such a thing. There.
He fucked me until I was light as a feather.
Fucked me alive. He was
drained me.
What was also impossible to read? Philosophers over and over, and not a picture. A drunk guy trying to get out of a DUI account on vampires. Yep.
Yeah.
Look, officer. Okay, I floated in my car. I floated right through the window. You can't give me a ticket.
Look, I'm starting to think that. I think you're just an alcoholic that I keep getting sent to. You've killed 5 wives, and now I've caught you driving drunk.
It's a vampire.
Automobile.
It's a vampire. They
fuck
me dry.
So first there was ghosts in your house, and now there's vampires. Wait, vampires suck?
They fucked every last little bit of me. It was disturbing. They fucked me so much, I was so paper thin I flew through the window.
You flew through the window, got in your car, and now we're here? Am I getting this right?
I caught it into the wagon.
Look, this might be a little against code, Mel Gibson, but I'm going to tell you to stop talking.
Listen, officers, look, I'm totally not racist, but one of the vampires I saw wore a yarmulke.
Oh boy.
Listen.
I'm not racist, but isn't a great defense. You're already going to jail, and so I'm gonna... Again, you have the right to remain silent, Mr. Gibson.
Yeah, is that a Star of David I see at the necklace?
You're
a vampire!
Oh, God.
Float to the car!
So you're telling me a bunch of Jewish dudes fucked you dry?
Not fucked, they fucked me dry.
That's what I said.
They didn't, you said fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked.
Yes.
Dry. And I was alive.
I got it. Bunch of Jewish gentlemen fucked you dry. Got it.
I might have actually...
All of it written down.
If he did that, we might have actually forgiven him faster. Just on account of how hilarious that was.
Like, if he wasn't being metaphorical, he was being literal. He's like, no, I was just in a gay club and a bunch of Jewish men guys fucked me.
He came in and he sucked me dry.
Like, he was... He wasn't being racist. He was just trying to be homophobic.
I'm not racist, guys. I just don't like gay people. Fucking Mel Gibson, everybody. 1775.
Look, I thought, like, at the beginning of the story, I thought his friend that he was talking to was the vampire, and him and the vampire found a philosopher's stone. But then it turns out just a bunch of vampires came in at the end, and and sucked
well,
him dry.
Well, a man comes running towards us, and he's struck down by lightning. So this dude's like, yeah! Bam!
I thought the guy who put a finger in his mouth was the vampire.
Okay, I'm in a chemistry lab. A small, pale man is standing near the furnace, wearing a mask and a dirty apron. When he sees me, he puts the finger to his mouth and starts talking about the thunder. So he's trying to hush him. And he leads me outside.
Oh,
so
I
there's
get
two
what,
guys. When a man comes running towards us, he's struck down by lightning. Weird shit happens. My companion is struck, so probably by lightning too.
Oh.
And then I end up with a philosopher's stone. So it's like, so we're like, it'd be like you and me hanging out, right? You're wearing a dirty ass apron, you know, putting fingers in things and shit. And then like, you're like, oh shit, what's outside? We go outside, right? We see some dude running at us like, yeah! And then boom, lightning. That guy's fried. And then some weird shit
and I'm
happens.
Like, oh, that's crazy. Yep. And then I
boom,
get
and you get struck. And then, like, fucking the Mirror of Erised gives me the Philosopher's Stone. And I'm just like, fuck.
Like,
yeah.
were they in a lab trying to create? Like, are they alchemists? Probably. Are they trying to create the Philosopher's
Probably,
Stone?
Probably, knowing that, like, this is supposed to be a hot Edward moment.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of want this to be a movie now with Robbie Patz.
Hey, look, I will watch fucking anything that Maniac is in.
Oh my god. Okay, get this, ready? Robbie Patz and fucking Daniel Radcliffe together, right? Being all hot vampires. Make it so. Oh dude. What
Lighthouse 2. Oh,
Interview with a Vampire 3 remake.
Dude, if Robbie Patz and fucking Daniel Radcliffe were Louis and Lestat, I would watch the fuck out of
that. And then instead of bringing in, what's her face? Mary Jane Watson. What was her name? Gwyneth Paltrow. I know.
I want to say Claire Danes.
Kirsten
it's
Dunst.
Not Claire Danes. There it is.
So instead of young Kirsten Dunst, right? We get an old Shia LaBeouf.
You know, like Shia LaBeouf, Robbie Patz, and Daniel Radcliffe are like all the same age, right?
You're right. That's not a good one. Hold on. Ooh, how about this? Okay, Robbie Patz, Daniel Radcliffe, and Elijah Wood.
Again, they're like all the
Elijah
same
Wood
age.
Doesn't age. He looks like he's perpetually 13.
He does. But he kind of looks like Daniel Radcliffe.
That's why it works. We got Frodo, Harry, and then fucking Edward in one movie. It's like every fucking mom's wet dream. We did it, guys.
It's kind of like every Joe's wet
dream. And Taylor Lautner's like, I wanted to be in the movie too.
Nobody, get out of here, Taylor. Nobody fucking likes
you. Take your abs and leave, sir.
Fucking pack on up. You think you're better than Batman? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit. Taylor Lautner's like, I was supposed to be Bane.
The Bane of my fucking existence. Get out of here.
Oh shit. All right, fucking A, dude. We got like five. We got 5 out of 4.
I think
4.
We got 5 out of 4. Look at that.
We're really good at this podcast thing.
When you give us multiple choice that guarantees us at least one, we'll fucking nail
it. We're gonna nail it. Right. Oh shit. Well, we did it. This is the first spooky episode. Next week more spooky.
The whole month is nothing but spookies.
I can't believe there was a Twilight book in like the 1700s.
You're telling me that Stephanie Myers was slightly unoriginal? Shocking.
Holy crap.
Shocking.
Can't believe this. Shit. All right, dude. You want to close this out?
Yeah. And there you have it. That was the first week of the month of spooktacular nonsense. Join us every Monday. Wherever you find your podcasts, hit us up on all the socials at Allegedly and email us at allegedly.podcast@gmail.com. Until next time.
I guess I'll see you around.
Yeah. Edward.
That's my best Bela Lugosi.
I was going to do, see you around. That's my Vincent Price.
Well, that was just deplorable. That's my best Kristen Stewart.
Hey, I'm Edward, and this has been Allegedly Podcast. That was my Robbie Patz, everybody.
Robbie Patz.
Oh, look at me. I'm a vampire. We'll see you around. Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.